about what kind of music was were you into? Did you like when you were younger? And now, the types, not particularly the people, but you know the types.
I've always been very heavy on jazz. Even as a kid. There was a man that didn't live too far from us who was in a jazz band, and the band would rehearse, you know, at his home sometimes. And I would even sneak out at night just to go sit up under his window. Wouldn't go inside. I just sit up under his window to listen to jazz. There were certain classics that I did like also. Rock has never fazed me that much because it always changes. What do we call rock and roll? I've just learned to appreciate the blues.
Really?
Not too.
I have two since I've been down. That's one of the. Well, do you play any instruments?
My mouth. That's the most lethal of them all.
I mean.
Musical instruments?
Well, yeah, no. When you say your mouth, do you mean just sing, or do you mean?
I sing, really.
Or the that thing.
No, I usually sing. It's about, no, I don't.
Yeah, some people can really get on with it.
Yeah.
Hands.
They're weird people.
Okay. Let me see here. Now I'm going to go back to pick up on this part here, which is the part we first started on, and I skipped to the urban questions. This is the back of the rural things that we probably not know, okay. You know, animals and things like that. What would you, what would you use to carry water in?
A bucket.
Okay. And what might you imagine someone use to carry milk in?
A pail.
Okay. Right. What kind of, if someone on the farm, say, for example, had a pail that it couldn't no longer use to carry milk in, they used to milk with, you know, and it got kind of black and ugly, you know, and they were raising pigs, what might they use that bucket for afterwards?
I guess carrying the slop, I'm not sure.
Okay. What is it you fry eggs in the morning?
A frying pan.
Okay, what kinds of cooking utensils did you have around your house?
Well, we had a frying pan, we had a big pot, big pots, spatula, big spoons. Basically, that was about it.
All right, how about something you might boil water in?
Pot. We would probably call it just a pot.
All right, if you're going to use it for to make tea, would you have a...
Coffee pot or a teapot.
Okay. How about a big iron vessel with a large opening, sometimes used for stews or something? Big...
We call it the big pot, really. The big pot.
Okay.
We had something else, and I'm trying to think of it, that we used to, you know, like wash the clothes and... I can't think of the name either. There was a different name. I can't just think of it. But we used to, you know, like boil your clothes. Smut pot.
Smut pot?
Smut pot.
Smut pot. How about, what might you put flowers in the house? You have a little thing, put water in, put flowers.
A vase or a vase.
Okay. How would you say it normally in the house?
Vase.
Okay. And what would you find sitting on your table to that you'd eat with?
Forks, spoons.
All right, anything else?
Knives. Yeah, we ate with knives too. fingers, anything. We just ate with them.
Okay. If your dishes are all dirty, you say, I'm going to have to go and
wash dishes.
Okay. And while you're washing, you got them all sudsy and the water's running and you
rinse them.
Okay. And when they're sitting in the rack, you might pick up something to wipe them off. What would you wipe them off with?
Dishcloth or a dry rag.
Okay, now while you were washing, what would you use to get the stuff off of the cloth that you'd use?
Washcloth.
Okay, how about after taking a bath,